We are Outdoor Living Unlimited. We put cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us. I am so jazzed about this time of year. Coming up this next week is one of my very favorite things that we do in Wisconsin. It's known throughout the world. It's known through aviation circles, families that want to have a great time. It's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. I grew up with family in Oshkosh, and every summer we would go and we would hang out in the backyard and we would watch the air shows and we would see the traffic. And we would go sometimes to the airport there, the busiest in the world during the next week, and walk on the flight line and meet the pilots that fly our military jets and bombers and fighter aircraft. It's the coolest thing. It's EAA Air Venture. Check it out coming up this week. Other things you need to check out that we'll explore this afternoon: Beloit. I love southern central Wisconsin. Beloit will take you there. German Fest with Deb Wolf and Ann Sayers talking about adventure. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. We appreciate that you make us part of the weekend. German Fest, one of the great ethnic festivals here in Wisconsin, getting ready to kick off. Deb Wolf is the German Fest Vice President and with us. Deb, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me once again. I appreciate it.
All right, details, dates and times. When is this happening in our city?
So German Fest is back July 24th through the 26th on Milwaukee's lakefront, and we are turning up the tradition with incredible music and authentic food and culture and family fun and exciting firsts this year. So you don't have to be German because we'll adopt you for the weekend.
I love that. All right, let's go through some of this, and it starts with the opening ceremonies. There's going to be a surprise, I hear.
It is. There's a big surprise that's going to be very high energy, unexpected, and it's really a lot of fun. So you want to get there early and you'll want to say that you were there for it.
I love it. So get there that first day that German Fest opens. Friday and Saturday is going to be huge too. Vox Club, is that how you say that, is back?
Very good. Yep. They're back this year by popular demand. They're a huge group from Germany, kind of a mix. A couple of them are Swiss, a couple of them are Austrian, but we won't hold that against them. So they're really super popular. They have fan clubs from all over the world that come.
I'm a Steel Chainsaw guy, so I really like this next one. Steel is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and they're celebrating it with us at German Fest.
Yes, it's an incredible legacy of innovation and craftsmanship, and, you know, what better way to celebrate it but with the Germans at German Fest? So, yeah, they've changed up their competition a little bit this year, but I think it's going to be even more exciting than it has been. I mean, it's always exciting, and it's definitely something you have to see live.
And this is free, right? If you pay to get in German Fest and you're on the grounds, this is included?
Yes, absolutely included. It is over at the BMO Pavilion on the south end of the grounds.
That's a great venue. It looks out on the lake right there. We're talking to Deb Wolf about German Fest. This is a great point to make because if you get into the grounds for German Fest, then everything's included except, of course, your food and your drink. But all the stuff we're talking about is part of it. And that includes, Deb, the parade on Saturday. For many people, this is a highlight. Tell us about the parade.
It is probably one of the largest parades of all the ethnic festivals, and it lasts about an hour, and it starts at the south end this year, and we'll do a whole loop around the grounds back to the south end. All the clubs are represented. It's huge, colorful, all the costumes and the different music, and we got a few surprises with Steel in there, and one of the WTMJ alums will be in the parade with me. So
another surprise. Yeah, that's good.
It's a lot of fun.
And the little dogs that everybody likes to watch run, get their chance on Sunday, right?
Yes. So that is Sunday. I believe 1 o'clock is the blessings of the dogs. And then they have the competition, and then they have the costume contest after that.
Oh, that's so fun. So those little dachshunds are really, really cute dogs. We're talking to Deb Wolf at German Fest. It's coming up. It's almost here. Cooking demonstrations are always really fun. And I hear that you're going to be part of one of the cooking demonstrations. Is that right?
I am. It happened by accident a couple years ago. My mom was supposed to do it, and she fell and couldn't come. So myself and another one of our directors, Cindy Reagan, so stepped up, and we've been doing it the last 2 years, and it's a little bit of a comedy show, plus you're learning how to cook some good German food.
What are you going to cook up this year? Do you already have the menu set?
We are. So we are cooking this year. The Germans call them Frikadellen, and the Austrians will call them Affischiette. So it's just different from wherever you come. And it is literally like a, this is going to sound bad, like a meatloaf hamburger patty, but it's breaded and then it's fried. And then we're making, like, when you go into the restaurants over there, you get what's called a gemischte Salat, which is a mixed salad.
Okay.
So you'll have a little bit of carrot, a little bit of potato salad. Oh. You'll have some greens. And then there's a specific dressing that goes on those salads. So we're doing that this year.
And it's going to be fun. It's funny. It's good. That's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And a little bit of fitness, too. There's a run walk that takes place on Friday, right?
Yep, that's new this year. We haven't had a run walk in a while, so we're really excited that Pink Energy decided to collaborate with us. So it is actually benefiting not only breast cancer, but prostate cancer as well. So, you know, bring your fluorescent pink wigs or your blue wigs, and they're going to be doing, they're going to have some music and a whole bunch of stuff, and they have a free little run for the kiddos as well.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun. It's great stuff.
It is.
It's cashless this year. German Fest making it very easy for you. Make sure you remember it's cashless. Cultural area is now at the south end of the grounds. And also, there's that new clear bag policy. You can check that out online. It's very easy. We won't confuse you with all the dimensions and all that stuff. What are the dates again, Deb?
July 24th through the 26th. And you can get more information at www.germanfest.com.
It's that easy. Deb Wolf, Vice President at German Fest. Thank you so much, Deb.
Thanks, John.
Of course, you got it. Always a really great time. Up next, we head to Beloit when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, hope you're having a great weekend. We've got great ideas for you. Let's head now to Beloit. Savannah Schindler is the Director of Communications for Visit Beloit. I love this part of our state. Savannah, thank you so much for being here with us.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me today.
Family fun indoors. This is the perfect topic for the heat of the summer. Let's start with a really cool museum. Historic attractions. Tell us about the museum.
Absolutely. So it's a museum full of history. It's located in Roscoe, Illinois, so just about 10 minutes across the Wisconsin border into Illinois. And they have more than 80,000 square feet of exhibits, John.
That's amazing. So take us inside. What kind of things can you explore there?
Absolutely. So there's collections of presidential and world leader limousines and memorabilia. They have a Bigfoot monster truck and some speedboats. Also, Egyptian artifacts, NASA space equipment, and John, you're not going to believe it. They even have the iconic Batmobile from the Batman franchise. So pretty cool stuff in there.
I'm pretty blown away, to be honest with you. This is in Roscoe, Illinois. They have all this really cool world-class history stuff.
Yeah. Who knew it would be so close to Milwaukee?
It's really, really surprising. The Batmobile sounds really sweet. Do they host events during the summer?
They sure do. So in the summertime, they have Cruise Night at the museum. It's the second Wednesday of the month from 5 to 8 p.m., and the next couple are August 12th and September 9th, John.
Oh, that's really, really cool. What about food, music? What else is there to do?
Yeah, so while you're at the Cruise Night, you can enjoy antique and vintage cars. They have some live music and, of course, some food and local shopping vendors there. So lots of fun. It's free to the public. And then if you attend, you get $8 off your general admission pass to the museum.
Oh, that sounds really fun. Okay, this sounds amazing. Coral Cove Family Fun Center. Tell us about Coral Cove.
Yeah, so it's in South Beloit, Illinois, very close to Beloit, Wisconsin, and it's really a fun kid zone for the kiddos. So great thing to do when it's hot in the summertime.
All right. What about cost? Everybody's kind of watching their budget.
Right. Yeah. So there's no cost to go. No admission for the arcade. Just need to purchase tokens for the games. They have skee ball, air hockey. They have over 70 arcade games.
Wow.
They have some fun rides. And of course, you can win prizes.
And of course, there's food to eat. So you can have a little something to eat and drink while you're there. We're talking to Savannah Schindler. She's the Director of Communications for Visit Beloit. Classic cinemas. I have so many good memories growing up when it was really hot of just hanging out in the cinema. Tell us about classic cinemas.
It's a super fun thing to do this summer with the kids. So it's Beloit's Movie Theater, brand new. It's fully renovated, so very new. It's a 10-screen theater that kind of creates a luxury experience. So lots of fun.
Give us the details on what makes it so special to check out a movie there.
Yeah, so it's definitely one of my favorites to watch a movie, John. So these seats are really cool. They recline and they're heated.
Ooh.
So kind of gives it a fun experience to watch a movie.
What about the popcorn? What about the deals? What can we expect during the summer?
So on Tuesdays, they offer movies all day for only $6, and then you can get free refills on popcorn, soda, and their slushies.
Even the slushies, you get free refills?
Yes.
That sounds really, really fun. All right, Savannah, yeah. Let's talk about the Flying Pig, because this is a place that's gotten a lot of buzz. Tell us about the Flying Pig.
Of course. So it's actually one of my favorite spots for some good ice cream. It's in downtown Beloit. It's an amazing sweet shop. They've been operating for more than 10 years, John, and it's a great place to stop inside for a cool treat this summer.
Is it just ice cream? What else do they have?
So they do have ice cream, but they also have some other yummy treats. They have bubble tea, they have smoothies, and shaved ice.
Ooh, that's fun. How much shaved ice? Are there a lot of options?
There are. So they have plenty of fun flavor combinations, and really, they have over 150 flavors. So you can kind of mix and match and create your own.
Whoa, that's amazing, 150 flavors. Okay.
Absolutely.
I recommend people do a little vacation, maybe stay a night or stay two nights, make a weekend out of it. What sort of lodging options are there available if we want to spend the weekend in the Beloit area?
Of course. So plenty of family-friendly, fun options for hotels. They're right by the interstate. They're definitely very affordable for the whole family. Lots of pools, free Wi-Fi, free parking, and it's only about 10 minutes away from the downtown area and all these fun attractions.
Is outdoor dining big during the summer in Beloit?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many fun places to go. There's some places right on the river, too. So, yeah, you can definitely make a weekend out of it.
All right. What's the website, Savannah, if people want more information?
Yeah, you can find information about these activities and more, John, at visitbeloit.com.
Savannah Schindler is the Director of Communications for Visit Beloit. Such great stuff. Thank you, Savannah.
Thank you, John.
You got it. I always feel like Beloit's kind of underrated, but their downtown is really, really a cool spot. If you get the chance ever, check out Beloit. Up next, our conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. This week, Julia Fellow and I discussed topic for those seeking adventure. Here's our conversation with Ann. She's better than all the rest. All of them. She is our travel secretary. She is Ann Sayers. Julia, so fired up. Hi, Ann.
Hi, team. How are you?
Very good.
We're really great. Love this topic. Adventure seeker. Boy, we know how to do this in Wisconsin, don't we?
You know, if you're looking for heart-pumping adventure, yeah, we got you covered.
And you can discover your unique travel style and explore the Badger State.
Yeah, you know, Travel Wisconsin is so happy to help you kind of find your travel style and then give you lots of ideas how to pursue that. And for adventure seekers, we have lots of ideas. You can discover thrills in Wisconsin across all seasons and in all places, whether it's on land, in the water, up in the air, maybe. First-timers and extreme experts have unlimited ways to play, including ziplining, motorsports, paddling, rapids, pedaling, rugged trails. And today we're going to dive into some summer travel recommendations full of thrills for those adventure seekers. And you can learn more about those travel styles, find the one that matches you at travelwisconsin.com/travel styles.
Travelwisconsin.com. So much good stuff on the website. All right, Ann, let's check out the ATV-UTV scene in Wisconsin. This is big time, especially the last few years in our state.
For sure. So it's starting in southern Wisconsin. The Cheese Country Trail is a popular destination for power sports enthusiasts. It's a 47-mile trail. It draws ATV and UTV riders for its winding route, scenic views, small town stops along the way, and each community on the route has a pit stop to explore, which is always just so fun. In Monroe, for example, Baumgartner's is a favorite among riders for lunch. It's a nearly century-old establishment. It's famous for its simple but delicious cheese sandwiches. Yes, please. And up in the Northwoods, make Hayward your base camp for trail riding trip of a lifetime. Hayward Power Sports, they rent the latest UTVs so you can explore the area's vast trail network. The Hayward Lakes area is actually home to 200 miles of off-road trails weaving through thick forests, along scenic lake shores, and over rolling hills.
And then there's pedal-powered adventures, Anne.
Yes, yeah, so this one, you can plan your next adventure-filled getaway to the southern unit of the Kettle Moraine State Forest. You're going to find two really high-quality mountain biking trail networks there, the Emma Carlin Trail System and the John Muir Trails. So each system offers something for bikers of all skill levels, so beginners can hit easy routes of only a few miles. Advanced riders might discover long loops that offer a challenge of rocky terrain, fast downhills, and uphill climbs. And then connector trails link both of those systems. So you can do the ultimate ride of over 30 miles. You can extend your ride one more day by overnighting in nearby Delafield. The Delafield Hotel is such a great spot to rest and recharge. It's a boutique hotel. They treat guests to a contemporary, sophisticated stay. They've got amenities like jetted tubs, so you can relax those sore muscles. And I encourage you to discover more mountain biking destinations using the Wisconsin Trail Report. This is an interactive map. It's a go-to resource for adventure seekers to find mountain bike trails and smooth rides across Wisconsin. And again, that's on travelwisconsin.com.
The Delafield Hotel is gorgeous if you've never been.
Yes.
And a lot of people want to raft, but they're kind of afraid of the white water. But you can get started in Marinette County, it sounds like.
Yeah, so you can gather up the whole crew for a trip that's going to turn into a lifelong memory, whitewater rafting, Marinette County. So this rugged landscape creates some of the best whitewater rafting conditions in the entire Midwest. The Peshtigo and Menominee Rivers are adrenaline-pumping destinations for true adventure seekers. Outfitters like Cosier's Whitewater Rafting and Wildman Adventure Resort, they run guided trips down the rivers, and these are expert guides. They're going to navigate you through the whitewater, which can get as high as a Class 4 rapids. And the outfitters have on-site campgrounds to turn a one-day trip into a multiple days of exploring Marinette County.
And are you more likely to go for a hike or go for a ride on an ATV?
I mean, more often I will do a hike, but I love any opportunity to go fast.
Yeah, those ATVs and UTVs are really, really fun. Hey, if you want more information on what Anne was talking about, it's really easy. Go to travelwisconsin.com. The segment is sponsored by Travel Wisconsin. She is the amazing travel secretary, Anne Sayers. Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
I'll tell you what, that's one of the things that makes Wisconsin absolutely so special. Whether you want to be inside at a museum, you want to be out on the water, you want to be checking out the trails, check it out at travelwisconsin.com. Information on all the great things to do at our state, travelwisconsin.com. If you'd like information on this show, it's really easy. Go to WTMJ.com. Next week, Racine County will be featured on Experience Wisconsin. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll catch you again next week for Experience Wisconsin.